Okay, Priya and Jonas. So, regarding contact between different worlds, I've been writing about, well, right now it's about the journey. Of the four dhams, so when you step in between Bhurloka and Bhuvarloka, the significance is that Bhurloka is when you are. Your consciousness is focused in through the senses of the physical body. And this place, which we call Earth, it's really a place, an environment, a world to be in and do things in. Now, regarding the geometry and the geography and the how everything there out there in the big and the biggest is constructed, no need to bother about that because it's kind of beyond us. Same down into the smallest. It's an incredible creation. Way beyond our present imagination and ability to understand our intellects. Because that's kind of part of it. That our intellects and minds are right now focused and limited within a certain sphere, certain part of the bigger existence that we are right now due to our modes of nature. And to act within. It just comes normal. We need a place to be. And that place corresponds to how we are right now. So anyway, regarding communication between Bhurloka and Bhuvarloka, in other words, the so-called physical world and the other world, the world beyond, it's simple, really, because we can talk to ourselves in our minds. We can scream in our minds. We can sing in our minds. There's sound in there as well. And that mind is a mental body that exists in a mental realm, just like this physical body exists in a physical realm. So when you think, meaning that you are making sounds and talking, or imagining, then it is as if you are sitting there talking and creating in that Bhuvar Loka realm, the mental realm, the astral realm. And just as if you sit here in the physical space, in your apartment, speaking, and others who may be near or who you want to talk to through the phone or whatever will hear that. You communicate through mouths and ears. But when you are outside, well, you could say in a higher realm, in what you call the other world, and that is a more real world. Which also means that this ability of communication is much clearer and sharper and more real as well. And that it is going on exactly, basically, in the same way as when you think. Even in your life on earth. Because that thinking is you expressing yourself in that other, higher, more real world. In other words, thinking is not some illusion. Of little significance, but on the contrary, of high significance. And also this means that we can communicate between these worlds that seem to be different worlds, but are really simply different levels of manifestation of the same world, you could say. So if you think and in your mind call out for your old mother, who is an angel now, then she can hear that. It's as if you're calling someone on the phone or across the street. And that is good to know. And that's something that people, most people of the past used to know. You can call out to your ancestors, and that's why they made little ceremonies like that to aid that, to focus better. Here is mother, maybe a picture. That helps establish that connection, but mainly And you could say on a higher level, a more advanced level, or developed consciousness level, you don't need that, those attributes, those external attributes anymore. You can do it directly. Inside, so to speak. You can turn away. So that should answer your question.